The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, mitzvahs tzedakah. Okay, so we're going to start the way that we always start, which is going through the four places where the Rambam formulates the mitzvah. First place is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Second place is in the Rishimas HaMitzvos, in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, or the Minyan HaMitzvos. Third place is the Koseres. Fourth place is the first halakha. We're not going to get through all four of them today, right? Yeah.
Are we doing the other matanos?
Just tzedakah. Yeah, the other matanos name are both long and agricultural, which means that it would be even longer for us to go through, which I don't think... And not practically applicable, right? Yeah. Maybe relevant. Almost certainly relevant, but yeah. Okay, so let's start with the Sefer Mitzvahs because that's where the Rambam started. Okay, so it's mitzvah kuf tzadi he, okay, which is, anyone want to give, hold on just a second. I think we all know the true answer and the false answer, but anyone want to give the common answer? When you ask the average Jew, how much money do you have to give to tzedakah? The common answer usually given is 10%, right? Okay, so what's the true answer? Mido Raisa? Say again?
Less than
any amount.
It's not any amount.
Well, it's no more than a fifth.
There is a halacha like that. But what's the actual mitzvah? Like, what does the mitzvah obligate you to give? It's open pasuk.
Two sheaves of
wheat. No, okay, good. So I guess we do need to know this. Okay, so the Rambam will quote it. At least I think I'll quote it here. Or maybe not. Okay, let's see. HaMitzvah kuf tzadi he, hatzivu shnitzavim al hatzedakah. It is the mitzvah we've been commanded regarding tzedakah. Ula amit es hadalim, and to strengthen the poor. Ula harchiv lahem. Laharchiv lahem is a weird phrase, right? Mm-hmm. So I think Kafef notes that this is a weird phrase. V'al tusa'a alehem, okay, whatever that Arabic is. Inyana lahakel me'alehem lachatz hazman, to alleviate upon them the pressures of the time, the COVID matzavim hadachuk, and like the pressures of their situation. So laharchiv, No, there's a phrase we have. I know what it is. It's like min hametzar karasi ka, right? That the narrowness, and then rachva is in that like frame. There's a pasuk that I'm thinking of that I just don't know what it is, that it uses like rachva for like relief. That's the same word, but not the analogized form. I don't think so. Yeah, I just read that. Yeah. Okay. Ukvar bahatzivu b'mitzvah zo bilshonos shonim. So there are many psukim that refer to this mitzvah. Amar pasoch tiptach es yadcha. We should actually look these up in inside. So this is 93. So this is in or 94. No, 95. Devarim 15:8. So that's also interesting. He does not start off with the same pasuk that he starts off with in the Mishnah Torah. Spoiler alert. Okay. And I, you know, whenever there a mitzvah, you know, there are mitzvahs that are learned out from different psukim, right? Like it's stated in several places. You know, the question always is why, right? What did I just say? Five? No, did I say five something?
15:8.
Okay, thanks. The question is, what is each Torah Shvichsav thing like adding to the Torah Shvichsav presentation of it, right? So here we had this morning, Ha'anik Taniklo, right? Remember we were trying to, I think we were trying to say that. No, that we Avot Avoto, never mind, this is a different word. There we go. So it actually starts earlier. Interesting. Where's the Parsha? Okay, yeah. So the Stuma starts off in 15:7. So when there will be among you a destitute person from one of your brethren in one of your gates in your land that Hashem your God gives you, los amit es lavavcha, do not strengthen your heart. Strengthen here in a bad way. Velo sikputz es yadcha miachicha hevyon, and don't clench your fist from your destitute brother. Ki, rather, I think here rather is the better translation. Fasoch tiftach es yad chalo. Open your hand wide to him. V'ha'avet ta'viteno deim machzor osher yachzalo. That was the phrase we saw this morning, right? Ha'avet ta'viteno. How does Unclos translate that? We got to go to Unclos before we go to the English. Ozaf tosvine. That does not help. What does Rashi say? Because avot is a hard lashon. Tavi teno, 8. Imlo yirata b'matana tainlo b'halva. Oh, loan to him. You should lend to him. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the phrase I was looking for. Dei machzor asher yachzor lo. Enough for his lack that he lacks. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa, okay? Which Ram was not so clear about right here, but he'll be clear about in the halakos. Okay, so provide him. Oh, let's go back here. So that's one pasuk. It's pasuk tiftach as yad halo. V'amar v'hechazakta bo ger v'sosha v'chai imach. That is in Vayikra. See, so this is an interesting thing, right? The Ram is pulling them out of order. Okay, Vayikra 25:35. Let's look at that one.
It's also
36.
I saw
the 36 in
Devarim.
In Vayikra. Okay.
Right after the pasuk.
V'chiyamuch achicha umata yado imach. When your brother yamuch achicha is, I think, is crushed, isn't it? What was that? Oh, it's poor. It's just poor. At least the way Unglo says it. What does this English say? You become poor. Fine. Yeah, yismaskein is miskein is poor. When your brother becomes poor, umata yado imach, and his hand is lowered amongst you. I think that's like, I think even like in English, like he has the upper hand. Having the lower hand means like his power diminishes. The hechazak, you should strengthen him. Ger v'soshav v'chaimach. That's also weird, right? A sojourner and a resident, and he will live with you. Okay, so that's the second pasuk. And then the third one is v'amar v'cheachicha imach. You said that's the next, 36. Yeah, strange. Alt yikach tikach miito neshech v'tarbis v'yoresim elakacha v'cheyachicha imach. That sounds like a completely different mitzvah, right? I mean, yeah. I know v'cheyachicha imach, but yeah, don't take from him neshech and v'tarbis. I always forget the subtle translation, interest and
interest.
Yeah, interest, usury. That's the other. I still don't know what the difference is between those. V'yoresim elakacha and shvir God v'cheyachicha imach, and your brother will live with you. Yeah,
that's strange.
That's strange
to say that that's where the mitzvah
comes
from.
Definitely. Okay. And then he says, "V'amar." Oh, it was it. "V'matara achas b'chol psukim halalu." The goal in all these psukim. V'hi shenachalkel ani shibanu v'nismachnu de machzoro. So that's the mitzvah: is that we should sustain the poor person among us, and v'nitmachnu and support him de machzoro with everything he needs. Yeah, so this is a tomech like Tomchei Shabbos, right? The organization that gives tzedakah. Ukvar, probably not. Ukvar hi nisbar dine mitzvah zo b'mukom mispar. The mitzvah is expounded on in many places. Rubam b'ksuvus u'basra. The majority of them in ksuvus and baba basra. Uvah b'kabbalah shafil ani hamispanes minat tzedakah chayav b'tzedakah. According to the oral tradition, even an ani who is sustained by tzedakah is obligated in this mitzvah. The mitzvah zo klomer hatzedakah. Either to someone below him or someone equal to him. Even with something small, right? Now it's interesting. I only noticed this just now. He says to someone below him or someone equal to him. What's the havamina? Okay, one havamina you could say is only below him, and the chiddush is equal to him, and the other one, yeah.
Even someone above you,
right? Which is interesting because that does qualify as tzedakah, right?
And I would have thought that this would have, because he says what's right to him, right? And
yeah.
There's also prior knowledge. I know there's a halacha that if a guy, like an usher, becomes really
poor. Right.
The community has a give to boost him.
Right. So the interesting thing is is this saying that if you're an ani, you're not chayev to give tzedakah to that guy at all? Right. I think that seems to be what it means. Or you could just say the chiddush. I mean, let's put it this way: even if you said the chiddush is someone who is equal to him, at the end of the day, apparently giving to someone above him is not the mitzvah, right? So that is interesting for him.
For an ani, for everyone.
Just for an ani. Yeah, just for an ani. Yeah. Okay. Say it again? Well, I think because of the case that Chaim mentioned, that Wait, I'm missing the question here. The question. Oh, yeah, sorry. Right. Two regular guys giving it to another regular guy. Is that tzedakah? Yeah, that's pasha. I think that is pasha, that's tzedakah. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's pasha from this, but I think it is pasha that can be tzedakah. Yeah. In other words, tzedakah is not only to poor people. Yeah. This is going to be where it's complicated. One of the most complicated things I encountered in this mitzvah is like how the chiyuv practically, like the objective is very clear, but how you to do it is very complex.
I'm saying that if you're
an ani, you're only chayav to give tzedakah to someone equal to you or lower than you, but not someone who's wealthier than you. Right. So let's take a simple case. Let's say you are poor and you are poorer. Mm. The poorer guy is not giving tzedakah to the ani who's wealthier than he is. He's only giving someone equal to him or less than him. And we're gonna see levels as we go. But yeah, yeah. Okay. Next mitzvah is so just to note, I don't want to read this today, but the next mitzvah in the list, actually, we'll do this in the Mishnah Torah. Hold on. Let's just do the Lo Sase. The Lo Sase, Reish Lamed Beis. Did I say the number? The number for the Ase was Kuf Tzadi Ches. No. Kuf Tzadi, Kuf Tzadi He. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Then in the Lo Sase, it's Reish Lamed Beis. HaMitzvah HaReish Lamed Beis. Azhar Shehu Sarna Milihimanea Milaseit Tzedakah V'si'ua La'aniyim Me'achino. Is to... we are prohibited to refrain from giving tzedakah and assistance to the anim of our brethren. Achar yediasinu dochak matzavam. Once we know the direness of their situation, v'yishlanu yicholus latamcham, and we have the ability to support them. Okay, now that you have to know about it, and you have to be able to do something about it. V'hu amru yisala lo ta'amet es labavcha lo tikpot es yadcha miachicha hevya. And that's what the puzzle we read. Don't strengthen your heart and don't clench your fist from your poor brother. V'zo ashar milihis nahig b'midas hatzikanus v'akilius. This is the prohibition. This is interesting, puts in terms of midos, against acting in accordance with the mida of stinginess and miserliness. Ad shenimna milaseis lazak elakach. To the point where we refrain from giving to someone who has a zechus for it.
So in the Lo Tase, it almost seems like it's a Mida thing. In the Ase, it's like a societal thing, it seems.
What do you mean by a societal thing?
Maybe like it seems like he's saying like boosting up the poor in your society.
Yeah, okay, correct. Yeah, I definitely got that implication. Yeah.
Also, unless I imagined it, the pasuk that he quotes here, the Lo Tase.
Yeah.
Was that Lo Tamats?
Lo Tamats, yeah.
Lo Tamats. So, did we quote that pasuk earlier?
Yeah, we did. That was in Devarim 15:7. That was, it's fine. He didn't quote it. We quoted it. Okay. Right? He started with 8. Ki fasol tifta, because that's the positive, but then the Lo Sase.
Yeah.
It is interesting that the Lo Sase is framed first and then the essay, yeah. In the Torah, yeah. Okay, so now the last part we're going to do today is look at the minyan mitzvos. So in the essay, so we're going to read it and then note where it appears in the list. Okay, so this is, what do we say, 195, yeah. Not 195, thank you. Not 35. Yeah. Litain tzedakah. That's it. Shnemar pasok tiftach es yadcha. Okay, and here's where it's in between. Okay, so check this out. It's interesting. Okay, so la'abit shiva amamin, to destroy the seven nations, la'achri zaroshal amalek, lizkor mash asa amalek tamid, la'asos b'milchamas harshus ke mishpat ha'kazu b'torah, limshoach kohen l'milchama, la'haskin yad b'machane, la'haskin yesed, yeah, what's the theme?
Establishing a country.
Much, okay, well, that's going
war.
To be, War.
War.
Specifically war. Okay, right? We haven't seen anything about society so far. Then Lahashivas Hagezel. That's strange, right? To return a stolen object. Then Litain Sadaka. Then Lahanik Le'evit Ivri, to provide an Evit Ivri with what they need. Lahalvos La'ani, to lend to an Ani. Lahalvos Lenochri Berivis, to lend to a non-Jew with interest. According to the Rambam, that's a mitzvah to say. Lahashiv, I think it's Machlok, is whether it's a mitzvah to say or whether it's just your, it's mutter too.
Well, he says apparently.
Yeah, the Ramban holds his mutter too.
Not yeah, right. Right. And then Lahashiv Amashkin Labab. So I think you're not wrong that this has something to do with society, but it is interesting that it comes right off the heels of war stuff, mm-hmm. then returning Gezel, then Sadaka and Ani stuff, you know, and then how we relate to the non-Jews there, and then Tzchar Sakhir. So that's just something to think about. And then last thing we'll do for today, we'll leave off with a question, okay?
What about the
that's what we're going to do. We're going to leave off with that and a question. Resh Lamed Beis. So let's just ramp into it. We have Shelo Limkor Be'eretz Yisrael Litzmisus, not to sell the land of Israel in perpetuity. Shelo Lashanos Migrashei Ahalavim V'sal Dosem, not to change the dwellings of the Levim and their fields. Shelo Lazav Ahalavim, not to abandon the Levim, which means to provide them with tzedakah or with their needs. Shelo Yitba Halava'a Sh'avar Alah HaShvi'is, not to demand a loan that that Shemitah has already passed on. Shelo Yimna Milhalos La'ani Mipnei HaShemitah, not to refrain from lending to an Ani because of Shemitah. Then Shelo Lihimaneh Milahachios La'ani. Now, check out how wild this gets. Okay, not to refrain from sustaining the ani and from giving to him what he needs. Shnemar, as it says, lo ta'amit as levavcha. Don't harden your heart. Nimsa, turns out, hanosin tzedakah osim mitzvah saseh. One who gives tzedakah fulfills a mitzvah saseh. V'hamalim einav min hatzedakah yeser al shebitil aseh avar al lo taseh. And one who hides his eyes from tzedakah, in addition to negating an asay, has transgressed a los asay. Okay. Now I saw this, and my question was, why does the Rambam have to go into that? Okay. And furthermore, what other cases can you think of where this is true? Where if you violate the los asay, then you're also being mevatel an asay.
Marrying a widow, or no, a kohen marrying a convert.
But there's no assay there, is there?
Not
yeah, I don't think you're mevatel on assay in that case.
Well, I guess if you don't burn, no, I don't. Is there an assay to burn no, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, embarrassing. Yeah. There's one that we all know.
Chametz.
Bris Mila. No, that's only an assay.
Chametz.
There's Tashbisu,
and then.
Okay, so you can say Tashbisu and then what do you call of One Chametz, right? It's a little bit of a complicated case because the Torah had to put Chametz in your Rishus in order to make you over on that Lo Zazay. Shabbos, Shvisa b'Shabbos, and not doing Malacha, right? So if you do a Malacha, you're being Mavatal the Asay, and you're violating the Lo Zazay. Also Malacha on Yom Tov, okay, Shvisa on all the Yom Tovim. Also fasting on Yom Kippur, right? Is if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're violating the mitzvah saseh to fast and violating the losa saseh of eating. Okay. And yet, this is the only place where the Rambam says, Nimsa, one who fulfills the mitzvah saseh, and one who violates the mitzvah is mevatel saseh and doesn't do a losa saseh. And I have no idea why. And I asked this on one of my Facebook groups, and one of my friends, one of my rabbi friends said, what did he say? He said, so he pointed out that Shabbos also does this. We had a little bit of a banter, and it wasn't clear to me whether he was joking or not. Because he said, I said, like, the question is, why is the wrong to say this here only? So he said, well, Balabatisha answer. No, he said, tzedakah is really important, right? And I said, I don't accept that answer. He said, it's a Balabatisha answer. And I said, well, my Balabatisha objection is, isn't Shabbos also important? And he said, Rambam really likes tzedakah, you know? So those are all not good answers, right? So the question is, why does the Rambam do this here? Okay. And then the other question is, which we might not be able to answer until we get more data on the mitzvah, is the placement in the minyan mitzvos, which we now know from earlier this year from the Yad Pshuta, is going to be somewhat having to do with Torah Shebichtav, right? And then in the Koseres, in the actual body of the Mishneh Torah, that is a different ordering of the mitzvah, which we'll have to save for tomorrow. So tomorrow the plan will be to see how the Rambam codifies this in the Mishneh Torah and read the Koseres and the opening halacha, and then we'll have our formulations. Yeah, Yosef?
This one's a bitul of the Yaseh, apparently means a little Tasseh, but Shabbos, bitul of the Yaseh does not have to mean rattling a little Tasseh.
Is that true according to the Rambam? I know according to others it is true. He said that Yosef is saying here, like the violation of the Lo Taaseh is like the actual bittul of the Yaseh, right? Like it's the same exact thing. I mean, eating the Yom Kippur is certainly like that, right? Or is it not?
Is there a way, another way?
View this in Kazayis.
I also assume that there are other ways to violate Yom Kippur besides eating. So she can,
well, it's fasting on Yom Kippur. Which is the I think that it's a
suffering like
the, I think the Rambam has a yeah maybe well, hold on a second. I always forget the this busha, all this busha. Shvisa Sasor is Lishbos Bom Lach, Shlo Lasos Bom Lacha, Lihis Anos Bo, and Shlo Lechob Lishos Bo. Yeah, the Rambam holds that the other Inuim are Durabanan. I think that's unclear. No. The way he formulates it though. Is that that there's a special thing of fasting and then not eating?
Wouldn't there at least one to be other ways to violate it?
Maybe, I'm not sure though.
And there is, but from the point we can show them whether or not other ones are like and noise, and then the Torah spelled out, I think.
Doesn't Rambam hold that the other Inuim are Durbanan? I forgot.
We were just doing that both sides later before.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought also.
Almost positive.
Yeah.
I know that. I think that Ron maybe or someone else holds it with like Mosu Chachamim, whatever.
Yeah, Masur Nakazu Chachamim. Yeah.
I think a lot of people hold that though.
Yeah.
When it comes to the other Inuim.
Yeah. Okay, let's stop here for today. Fun. See you, Isaac.
Thank you.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.